Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Adani Football Friday. We're out here at Studio B. Bowser, Chevy, and Monroeville. Did you see that number I just saw? Donnie, the Denver Broncos have the best record in the NFL. They also lead the league in punts and penalties. How is that possible?
It doesn't make any sense at all. And man, that game last night was bowling shoe ugly.
Oh my.
I'm almost fortunate. I mean, I hate any time that I have to miss like a primetime NFL game. But, you know, speaking to that group of students at Waynesburg, almost blessed me here. I didn't have to sit through that game.
No, I'm happy for you, actually. On the line is Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. All right, Nick, can you make that make sense? How in the world are the Broncos? I know they have a good defense, but come on, they lead the league in punts and penalties, and they're sitting here at 8-2.
And great to be on with you guys. I'll take it a step further. You know, the Broncos host the Chiefs next week. The Chiefs are coming off their bye, and I think Kansas City will be a hot bet amongst a lot of people, and maybe I'll bet Kansas City in the game as well. Denver can definitely win that game next week against Kansas City. Denver could get the one seed in the AFC playoffs. I think the way that we need to frame the Denver Broncos conversation, though, like, they're going to go to the playoffs. They're 8-2. Like, they're going to the postseason. When they get there, they have absolutely 0% chance of getting to the Super Bowl. Zero. Like, never going to happen. Could they win one game with the right matchup? Sure. Like, they could win one game. It ain't happening more than that. Bo Nix, I think, is just bad. I think he's regressed this year from his rookie year. He's not young. He turns 26 in February. It's clear that Sean Payton doesn't trust him, and I don't think you can count on him to deliver anything coming up in January against some of the best quarterbacks in the AFC. So, look, like, they're going to the playoffs. Maybe they win the AFC West. I still think the Chiefs will. But when we get to January, just no chance for this team to compete or succeed.
Yeah, Nick, I feel like their defense is their only prayer. They still have a pretty elite unit on that side of the ball. That feels like it would have to be a game like last night. If they get to a wild card game, they have to win the game like 10-7 or 13-6.
Yeah, I think, you know, like, the path for the Broncos to advance deep in the playoffs with Bo Nix playing as poorly as he is, you need them to be, like, this is... It's not an apples-to-apples analogy, but like the 2015 Broncos. Now, Peyton Manning's the quarterback of that team, but this is like broken neck Peyton Manning who could throw the ball like 15 yards down the field. And the offense wasn't really that great, and Brock Osweiler played quarterback for a bunch that season. You need the defense to be historical, like that defense. Or, you know, what's funny is, and you guys as Pittsburgh, like sports fans and Pittsburgh people will remember this, right? In 2000, when the Ravens had maybe the best defense in the history of the NFL to go along with like the 85 Bears. You know, the Ravens had that stretch in the regular season when Tony Banks was the quarterback before they went to Trent Dilfer, where they went like something like seven games without scoring an offensive touchdown. And the defense was just so damn good. And then Dilfer gave them like a somewhat adequate quarterback play and it got them over the hump. So like, I guess like the Broncos could win the Super Bowl, but in order for that to be the case, you literally need this Broncos defense. You like 20 years from now, we will have to be saying like the 25 Denver Broncos, like we say the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Chicago Bears. And it's a great defense for sure, but it feels unlikely to me that we'll be speaking about them in those revered tones.
Nick Kostos on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can communicate with Austin Bechtold on the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Nick, before we get into the particulars of the Steelers-Chargers game, what are the odds in the AFC North right now? Who's the favorite to win it, and who do you think will win it?
All right, so I'm gonna get the odds up here because they are changing all the time. Steelers are right now the underdog, +140. Baltimore is the favorite at -145. Now, obviously, and I was way wrong about that. I was wrong about a lot last week. Not Nick Kostos' best ever betting Sunday, highlighted by the Chiefs losing to the Bills. I liked Indianapolis, guys, and I fell for the trap. And look, we can say, you know, Indy outgained them yards per play. Bottom line, Pittsburgh forced 6 turnovers. Credit to the Steelers for winning that game the way they did and obviously giving them a much better chance at winning this division. And I guess, you know, I can give my opinion as to the answer of this question, but I'd almost like to swing it back to you guys and to your listeners, right, and to your viewers, the people that are watching on video streams. And to honestly answer this question, because yes, the Steelers do have like a couple game lead on the Ravens right now in the AFC North. Baltimore still gets to play Pittsburgh twice this season, including in Week 18, and they get the Bengals twice. And I've said this with you guys a couple weeks now. The only game that the Ravens are going to be underdogs rest of the season, pending health for like the principal players, is Week 17 at Lambeau against the Packers. And they may be like a 1-point favorite by the time we get there. Who knows? So I think, and the Steelers are dogs on Sunday to the Chargers, which doesn't mean they can or won't win, and we can talk about that game, but you making me pick it right now? Like, I'm going to have to take the Ravens, and it gives me no pleasure to say that, because as I've said to you guys, I bet the Steelers over the win total, bet the Steelers to make the playoffs. I feel like the AFC North is only going to send one team to the postseason. I hope the Steelers can make it. I think the Ravens are going to win the division.
Okay, Nick, so that was going to be my next question with you saying the Ravens would win the division. Are you still pretty confident that it will be just one team from the North and, you know, that second place team couldn't sneak in?
Yeah, so I think we can just, like, let's look at the standings around the league and just have, like, a really practical conversation about this, right? And just, like, not get in our feelings and let's just talk about facts, right? I think it's fair to say right now, and the Steelers are 5-3, so they're not that far off the pace. And they do have a head-to-head win over the New England Patriots, which would help them in case, like, the Bills win the division, the Pittsburgh would have the head-to-head tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. But right now, it looks like, not definitely, but looks like the AFC East will send two teams, New England and Buffalo. The AFC South is probably only going to get one team, I would think. I think it's just going to be the Colts. I don't know if the Jaguars can get there. I think the AFC West might be able to send three with the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. Now, like, here's where it gets a little interesting, right? If the Steelers beat the Chargers on Sunday night and the Chargers have like no healthy offensive linemen, then they have the same record. And now Pittsburgh has the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Chargers and the head-to-head tiebreaker over the New England Patriots should they finish tied and none of the teams win their division. So I don't want to say it's impossible for the Steelers to make it as a wild card team, but I do think Pittsburgh is likely down the stretch of the season to take some losses, right? I mean, let's just take a look at what the schedule is going to be. Like, home Bengals next week should be able to win. At the Bears, not a guarantee. Home Buffalo, probably going to lose. At Baltimore, probably going to lose. Home Miami, let's call it a win. At Detroit, probably going to lose. At the Browns, probably a win. Home Ravens, like, they're going to be like more than a field goal dog in that game. I don't want to say it's impossible, Donnie, that the AFC North could send two teams. But if you're asking me, like, what's more likely, I think it's most likely that the AFC North only sends a division champion, if that's a fair answer.
Well, if the Steelers beat the Chargers, it'll be hard to agree with you there because they'll have that tiebreaker. So let's get to that game. Nick, what do you think's going to happen Sunday night?
Yeah, you know, the Chargers offensive line situation, just, and this is not like a Charger show, obviously, but it really sucks for them. And it's great for the Steelers, obviously, but this was a team coming into the year where you could kind of squint and see like the hypothetical like Super Bowl upside for this team if the offensive line were to stay healthy, like the tip of the spear, as Jim Harbaugh calls it. They are now down, like literally, their two all-pro tackles. Like Ault's out for the season and Rashawn Slater's out for the season. So I think we can cross the Chargers off the list as far as being like a legitimate Super Bowl contender, which doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs, just that like there is no ceiling for this team anymore. And I think it does set up pretty well for Pittsburgh on Sunday night, with the pass rush looking rejuvenated last week against the Indianapolis Colts, and they're really going to have difficulty throwing the ball here and keeping Justin Herbert upright. So my betting advice for this game, guys, would be to bet Pittsburgh, but you have to get +3. So right now at BetMGM, we're kind of like in this in-between zone where the number is 2.5. It's juiced towards Los Angeles. The number that you want to bet, to all the Steelers fans out there, if you want to bet your team, like you can just bet them to win, of course, like God bless you. Like bet +3. Like if we get to Sunday and Steelers +3 is available, that is a button that I will click on Sunday. And I think we push at worst with that bet. And the offensive line injuries do make it a lot more likely, guys, that the Steelers win this game than otherwise.
Nick, how about some of the other games around the AFC North? Mostly about the team that is going to be on the Steelers' heels here pretty soon. The Ravens in Minnesota, Baltimore, a 4-point favorite.
I love the Ravens on Sunday. I bet the -3.5 earlier in the week. We're at 4 right now. I still think 4 is an okay number to lay with Baltimore. And Minnesota looked awesome last week in beating the Detroit Lions. Like, great coaching job by Brian Flores, who outcoached Lions offensive coordinator John Morton. And J.J. McCarthy, I guess, like, made some nice throws. The first quarter touchdown to Justin Jefferson was a nice throw, and then the game-ending pass to Jalen Naylor on that third down to run the clock out was excellent as well. So I'm not saying he played terribly. He threw for 143 yards and has yet to show the ability where we get to a Vikings game and you could say, yeah, like they're going to throw for 250 yards in this game. Like maybe, we just haven't seen it yet. And the Ravens do kind of feel like they're, you know, firing on all cylinders right now. And the trade acquisition, and I thought Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, guys, did a nice job on this last Thursday in the Ravens-Dolphins broadcast on Amazon. The trade addition of Alohi Gilman at the safety position means that they can play Kyle Hamilton like right up on the line of scrimmage. It's like their nickel cornerback, like at the slot corner, and he can affect the run game and can jam receivers at the line of scrimmage. And this Ravens defense looks a lot better now than it did earlier in the season. And the Vikings blitz, we know that with Brian Flores, and Lamar is the top-rated quarterback this season in the NFL against the blitz. I think it's setting up for the Ravens to win this game by double digits. I love Baltimore on Sunday.
All right, Nick, we'll let you go with this. I was curious about some MVP and Coach of the Year odds. What do you got?
Sure. So MVP right now, where we are sitting here, I just want to make sure I give you the updated information. Josh Allen is the favorite, +160. Patrick Mahomes was the favorite, and then the Chiefs lost to the Bills last week. Mahomes +350. Drake May +450. Matthew Stafford is at 5. Baker Mayfield, I don't think, can win a 17. Sam Darnold would have a chance, but I mean, that division's so good. Sam Darnold sitting at 20. Jalen Hurts is at 22. I don't think he would win even if the Eagles won out because the stats aren't going to be there. Lamar's at 25. Like, he actually can't win this award with all the games he missed. So let's just stick with the top four guys, Allen, Mahomes, May, and Stafford. In order for Josh Allen to win MVP, the Bills have to win the AFC East. And right now they're behind the Patriots and lost to them head-to-head in Buffalo. There is a window for Drake May to potentially win Most Valuable Player. If the Patriots win the AFC East and have home field in the AFC playoffs, like, I think he just wins. And if you like Matthew Stafford +500, like, you think the Rams are going to beat the Niners this weekend, they're 4.5-point road favorites, and that they're going to beat Seattle next weekend. Huge game next week with the Rams and the Seahawks. Who do I think is most likely to win right now? I think it's Allen, just because I think the Bills will catch the Patriots atop the AFC East, but that is far from a certainty. And as far as Coach of the Year goes, Shane Steichen is the favorite at +150, followed by Mike Vrabel +175. Mike McDonald of Seattle is at 5. Kyle Shanahan's at 16-1. I think San Francisco is going to lose this weekend and about to fall off. I do think it'll be one of the top three choices, Steichen, Vrabel, and McDonald. Honestly, if you're looking just for the value, I would bet Mike McDonald just because he's the longest price. At 5-1, Seattle is a legitimate Super Bowl contender in the NFC. Touchdown favorite at home against Arizona. Likely to win ahead of a huge game next week against Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams. So Steichen, Vrabel, McDonald all have a good chance to win. If you're asking me who to bet, bet the longest odds. That is noted yacht rock singer Mike McDonald.
How about the guy in Carolina? That team stinks, and they have a winning record.
So Dave Canales right now is at 5-4. Dave Canales is 22-1. And to be fair, the Panthers are 5.5-point home favorites this weekend against the Saints. So let's assume Carolina wins, and the Panthers get to 6-4. Like, you're going to need Carolina to win a couple more games than that this season to truly get them in contention. So on the road at Atlanta next week, at San Francisco, home Rams, they'll be dogs in all three of those games. Down the stretch, they play the Bucs 2 of the final 3 weeks and the Seahawks in week 17. It's going to be difficult for Dave Canales to get home. And I think the other thing that's going to hurt Dave Canales is, like, if you want to bet him, someone like Dave Canales, and they're not going to win the division, right? And we don't think the Panthers are going to win the division because Tampa is in the division, right? Tampa's probably going to win the division. Mm-hmm. You need them to be, like, that coach to be the improvement coach, right? The coach that year over year has improved the most. The problem with that is you have Mike Vrabel in New England, who might go from having the fourth pick in the draft to, like, being the one seed in the AFC. And you might have Shane Steichen, who goes from having, you know, Anthony Richardson as his quarterback to maybe they're the one seed in the AFC. So I think in order for Canales to win, not only do you need Carolina to win a bunch more games that they'll be underdogs in, but you would also need, in concordance with that, the Patriots and the Colts to both slip up. I think it's unlikely, but I understand the question because the Panthers have overperformed expectation this year.
Thank you, Nick. Great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, man, that was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Well, that was interesting, Donnie.
What a wild division the NFC South is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just one good team, the Buccaneers, and then it is a lot of bad.
A lot of bad.
The Saints are 1-8. The Panthers are 5-4. The Falcons are 3-5. The Falcons, who own a win in pretty dominant fashion against the Buffalo Bills. They've been like the weirdest team to pick games for this year because they have a 30-point loss to the Carolina Panthers. They have a blowout loss at home to the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
Then they have a 2-touchdown win against the Buffalo Bills, and they take the New England Patriots down to the wire and probably had a real shot to win that game if they don't miss some easy field goals.
Crazy.
Extra points.
It's crazy. And Nick is still on the Ravens here.
The Panthers beat the Packers last week.
I know. And that was I don't think that was fluky either. It looked like they just played a good game. He's got the Ravens winning this division. So does Vegas. I just think the Ravens have dug a deep hole, and I'm not convinced why he sounded like it would be an easy game in Minnesota. I disagree.
I think that they are going to win in Minnesota. I think it should be a little bit scary for them that people think it is going to be quite that easy. Because we've seen that bite so many teams before where it's, I think they're going to destroy them. It's only a 4-point spread. I think they're going to cover that and then some. I mean, I felt that way about the Colts here last week and looked what happened. I mean, it could very well get turned on its head if J.J. McCarthy is able to replicate what he did last week against the Lions. And really, if Brian Flores coaching that defense can replicate what he did against
it's one
Detroit
of the better
too.
I mean, defensive coaching jobs all year to go in there and sack Goff 5 times.
They held Jahmyr Gibbs in check.
They did. So I'm not so sure the Ravens get out of there alive on Sunday, but we shall see. Coming up next, a Bechtold breakdown. First, Want to tell you, you can join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday, November 17th. As we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year, this honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. The Fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. How about that, Donnie? Come and raise a glass with us. Hang out with your favorite host and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. We can't wait to see you there. 300, huh?
Flipping a pretty big bill.
Drinks on Donnie.
We got that trophy, baby.
Yeah, we did. Are we having a locker room style celebration with cigars and champagne?
The morning show suggested that yesterday. I think that would be great.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go in that big conference room, you know, put the tarp up over the windows.
Be unbelievable. Let's do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's a Donnie Football Friday on The Fan, and it's the Pomp and Joe Show. Bob? Well, I don't know where Bob is. Where is Bob? Do you know Donnie?
I don't know where he goes on Fridays. Joe, I also have some scary news for you, because I know you were thinking about playing golf later.
Yeah, what's up?
It looks like it is almost certain to rain.
When?
Between 2 and 5.
Oh, come on. That's my window. That's my only window. It can't rain between 5 and 8.
I mean, I'm just looking at my phone here. It says 98% at 3 o'clock, 87% at 4 o'clock. It's 65% starting at 2.
In Greensburg, like if I went to Totter Ridge?
So I have it under Monroeville just because it's where my location is. But
forget it. I'm just going to go home. Why me, Limits? Why me? The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Limits, it's your show now, big boy.
All right, Joe. All right, Donnie. It's the Bechtel Breakdown brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating for this Friday, November 7th. Brought to you by our friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. And what a performance in the Penguin game last night. Sid stole the show. There was a Malkin OV jersey swap last night as well. There was an Alex Ovechkin tribute and a standing ovation by the crowd in Pittsburgh. Ultimately, the Penguins won 5-3. Joe, what did you make of the festivities last night?
I don't know, Limits, because the game was on ESPN Plus. So I don't know what to make of the festivities.
But one you
of the
saw biggest it on games social media.
The game?
Well, some of the highlights.
Yeah, I saw some of the highlights. But first, I want to rant yet again about ESPN Plus. All we hear about, you know, last week they had this frozen, what did they call it? The frozen something?
Frenzy. Frenzy.
Frozen frenzy. Only they kicked Sidney Crosby out of the game before the shootout. And now we have a frozen frenzy of our own with Sid and Ovi. Maybe, just maybe, the last time they ever meet. And instead of putting it on mainstream ESPN, or at least allowing local markets like ours to watch the game, it's only available on ESPN+. Get out of here, NHL. I don't know what to make of it, Limits, because I didn't watch it.
I'm glad that there is a growing appreciation for Alexander Ovechkin and what he has been able to accomplish in his career. And I think it is more to do with, at least here, at least Penguins fans coming to the realization of, hey, we don't have to worry about this guy ever passing Sidney Crosby anymore. Like, he only has one Stanley Cup. That's probably all he will have. Crosby will always have three. He has him, you know, beat by two there.
Yeah.
Better all-around player. I don't think there's ever been much of a question that it is Sidney Crosby and the legacy that will live a little bit longer. But the guy deserves his flowers. I always thought he was very overhated in town. He was a good nemesis to have. I mean, some of those playoff series were great because Ovi was such a good character, such a good villain to the hero that was Sidney Crosby and or Evgeny Malkin.
Sometimes trying to intentionally injure Penguins, however, Donnie.
Yeah, so now that we are over 15 years removed from all of that, and the man is over 900 career goals, or he's at 900 career goals, more than anybody that's ever done it before, and perhaps more than anybody that will ever do it again. I'm glad that he's getting the appreciation around the league that he deserves.
I'm not. I remember those days. I remember those days when he tried to take Malkin's head off.
Was it Gonchar or Orpik?
Gonchar the same. Letang the same. Actually, I am probably over it by now. It's been a while since he was that maniacal.
He's an old man now. He's got a bunch of gray hair.
I know. But here's the other thing, is that I agree, and I think the hockey world agrees that Sid belongs on a place higher than him in a Mount Rushmore type situation. But I'm not sure about that, because Ovi has the most sensational record. He's got the home run record, man. He's got 900 goals. I wonder if you know, mainstream media, NHL media across North America and across the world would rate Crosby's career better than Ovechkin's. When you've got that record, it's what the game is all about, goals. He's got 900. I just wonder if you said, you know, list the top six players of all time, let's say. I wonder, Donnie, if Sid, how many ballots Sid would appear above Ovi on? He would be above him on mine for the reasons you said. He won more, better all-around player, more points. That's simple to me. Plus, he is an international legacy that Ovi can't match. But I wonder, because the record is what it is, home runs, I wonder if the majority might put him ahead of Sid.
Ooh.
I wonder about that.
I feel like if it was a poll around the league, it would be Sid.
What about around the world of people who follow hockey around North America?
I think it would be Sid again.
I mean, how much separation is there really? Tyler Kennedy had them back-to-back in his top five all-time yesterday, didn't he, Limits?
Yeah, he did. He had Sid higher, but he ultimately did have Ovechkin. I think it was 3 and 4 he ranked the two.
3 and 4, Donnie. Can't get much more separation.
So what
than
did he
that.
Have? He had Mario, Gretzky, Sid, Ovi, Ovechkin,
and Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Yeah. He kicked out Gordie Howe. So did I. Yeah,
Gordie Howe played for like 70 years.
I heard what Tyler said. Ovechkin has to be in the top five players of all time, at worst six.
Yeah, I would probably put him at five, but I would put Sid at three, and yeah. I think I'd have Bobby Orr in between them.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. Next.
Next up, did you hear this story, Joe, that John Mateer, when he was preparing to play against Texas, told somebody when he was at Chipotle that he was 100% going to play? It went out on a message board, and John Mateer eventually said, yeah, that's me not realizing who I could trust and who I can't trust. I think didn't think that he would go and tell the whole world about it, and now that he uses DoorDash to get his food.
I mean, why wouldn't the guy at Chipotle tell people? All he did was say, are you playing? And Mateer said, oh, yeah, I'm going to play. Don't guys say that all the time, first of all? And second of all, I don't blame the Chipotle guy.
Yeah.
You, Donnie?
No. I mean, like, what is he, trying to win some journalism award? It's not like he went in there and said, hey, man, you're making my burrito right now, but off the record, I'm going to play on Saturday. Like, I mean, right. What? Like, why does that guy have to hold it back? I would tell everybody, too.
I mean, can't this happen now all the time, anywhere? What if he tells his girlfriend and she tells somebody at Chipotle? Like, we've reached a point now where if you tell one person, it could be cast across the planet. That's A. And then B, like I said, why should we believe him? If you ask any player if they're playing on Thursday or Friday, if a fan asks them, they're probably going to say yes. Oh, yeah, I'll be out there, even if they're not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? This is a weird one.
Just say, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I put it more on the player than the Chipotle employee.
I didn't think he did anything wrong either. What are you supposed to think about every interaction you have now?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like he sat down and said and mapped it all out for him. Yeah, I think I'll be at 98%. I don't know about those 20-yard down and outs, but I can make the throws over the middle. You might want to bet the over. I think we can still score. A dude asked him, are you going to play? He said, yeah. He didn't do anything wrong.
What do you think his order was?
Huh? Oh. Probably nachos.
You think he just got nachos,
yeah, nachos
at Chipotle?
With cheese sauce, yeah. You?
He didn't get a bowl or a burrito. I always go with a bowl.
What do you get
rice.
There, limits, huh?
I don't go there.
Do you think this guy did something wrong? Limits?
No, I really don't think he did.
No, do you think Mateer did something wrong?
No, I don't think Mateer said anything wrong. No, I really don't have a problem with it. I think the story is more so funny than anything.
Okay. Me too. So we came to the same conclusion. Next.
All right, Greg Cosell said on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast that the Steelers' offense is hard to watch. Take a listen, Donnie.
I find the Steelers' offense, I'm being totally honest, a little hard to watch. They don't really run the ball exceedingly well. They play a lot of big people. Their pass game is pretty condensed and limited. There's not a lot to it right now. Now, maybe as the season, halfway through a season, but maybe as the season progresses, they'll become more to it. But right now, there's not a whole lot to it.
Where's the lie, Donnie? Where's the lie?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has plenty of truth in there. And Cosell, you know, that guy watches film like 24/7.
Yeah.
But I think my reply, if I was Ross Tucker, would be, well, did you see their offense for the last 5 years? I mean, this looks like the greatest show on turf compared to what some of the offenses were that they have been putting out there.
I know, but what he said was I think anyway 100% true. He wasn't asked, is this the best Steelers offense in 5 years? He was just asked to appraise it.
I also think that they have found pockets, they have found games where they have been able to still exploit bad defenses. And we've even seen Steelers offenses of the recent years that have been unable to do that. But when Aaron Rodgers and that crew gets to face what is a pretty weak defense on the other side, we've seen them take care of business, put up 30-plus points.
The consistency is their best trademark. You said 20 or more in what, six in a row?
Six straight.
Yeah. All right, limits. 85% chance of rain today, a high of Dermoni Dawson, 63, a low of 34, A.J. Burnett. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What's happening next here?
All right, one more before we have a special treat. RMU basketball coach Andy Toole will join us to talk about their big win against Drake in overtime. But first, Joe, this is what DK Metcalf had to say about the idea that Steeler wide receivers may be selfish in the offense.
How selfish does this group have to be okay with that? The open man, the spreading the ball around, that, you know, it seems like there aren't guys that are getting frustrated with the lack of targets.
Yeah, y'all may get frustrated with this. We don't. We're just trying to win.
I mean, how special is that? How rare is that to be in a receiver room where there is a selflessness?
I think every receiver room that I've been in, you know, once you put in the work and the time during the all season and even during the week training camp, like, you got to respect the guys who are getting targets. And, you know, from the moment that I've gotten here, everybody's worked their butts off. So everybody rightfully deserves a shot at the ball.
I will say this. I bring up the comparison a lot to last season, how they had just one explosive wide receiver in their offense, and that was George Pickens. But what a breath of fresh air it is to hear a player that has matured in the league like DK Metcalf. Because imagine asking that question last season to George Pickens, and he probably just makes a funny face or like looks away or whatever. Like, he would have said something by not saying anything. It would have gone everywhere. Everybody would have tweeted the video. We all would have broke it down for 12 hours out of the day. And DK Metcalf is able to go about it in a very adult-like manner. And they did need that attitude change. Was I curious if the George Pickens experience could have happened here with DK Metcalf? Yeah, that would have been explosive, perhaps for the wrong reasons. But a whole attitude change over that wide receiver room, and, you know, really just the pass catcher room, has been great, because we've seen guys who have not had much production early in the year. They've come on a little bit as of late. Pat Freiermuth, a good example of that. He really couldn't care less about what he does in a game, say, against Cincinnati, because they lost the game. He had a career night against the Bengals. They lost the game. He'd probably rather have the two grabs for 16 yards as long as it meant they won.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far myself. I think he said the right things, though. I do agree with you there, and that goes a long ways. But I think privately, DK Metcalf would like to have more room to make plays now that defenses are clamping down on him, and the Steelers could have created more room by going out and getting another guy that they have to worry about. They don't have to worry, really, about anybody else. You don't game plan around Jonnu Smith, you know what I mean, or Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson. You know, they're just guys. They needed one more good player on the boundary to go with him. And I think that was Jacoby Myers myself. And I think that would have freed up Metcalf a little bit. But I do think it goes a long ways when you say the right things in the room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Yeah, I mean, for all I know, who knows? Maybe, you know, I'm sure he is first and foremost interested in winning, but like a basketball player or about to talk to a basketball coach, you want to be that guy, right?
Yeah, the attitude is just so much different for the better, which I think is good on that side of the ball.
I agree. Limits?
Army basketball coach Andy Toole joins us now, Joe. 81-79, they beat Drake last night in Iowa. Pretty thrilling game, Joe. How about that?
That was an eye-opener. And Andy, thanks for joining us. Congrats. Drake had not lost a non-conference home game since December 19th, 2016. Limits was still in diapers at that point, Andy. This is awesome. How did you do it?
The guys did it. I mean, they really, really responded well from our first game at Iowa on Tuesday night where we didn't perform great to start. And they really had a great day of practice, a great day of preparation, and went out and they competed. And like you said, it was a tough place to go in and play. We got down by six in the second half after having, you know, a couple of double-digit leads earlier in the game, and guys were able to stay together and figure out a way to win the game, and took us an extra 5 minutes, but we're certainly glad that we were able to get it done.
Coach, what has the challenge been like? And I know that coaches all around college basketball have to face this, but you're pretty much getting a fresh roster, or most of the roster is fresh every single season. So this early to have the guys pulling off a game like that, but with so many new players, what have those challenges been like?
You know, they're everywhere. And I think, you know, obviously in the past when you had guys for multiple years, you know, there certainly was more continuity. You can't say that there wasn't. But each and every year, you still have to go through the same connecting process and growth process, and you got to go through some experiences, because every time you add or remove one player from the roster, you know, that can change the dynamic. That can change, you know, the locker room. And so, you know, there's always been the challenge of trying to make sure your team is coming together as you get close into games. And it's even harder now with 12 new players. But guys have been great. I mean, guys have been trying to figure it out. Guys have been trying to work. Guys have been trying to listen. Guys have been trying to, you know, connect. You know, even on Wednesday night when we were out to dinner before the Drake game, you know, guys are, you know, not on their cell phones. They're talking. They're laughing. They're joking. Some guys were playing tic-tac-toe. There were some crayons and a piece of paper there. And all of a sudden I look over and some guys are playing tic-tac-toe. So, you know, some of that stuff has to happen organically. And if guys are like-minded in the fact that they're trying to figure out how we can become a successful team, you know, I think that makes some of that connection a little bit easier.
Andy, kidding aside, phones have, like, taken over the world. My daughter's 17, and her and her friends don't know what to do if they don't have their phones in their hands. What kind of policies do you have over there? That's actually good news that they could go out to a restaurant and communicate with each other.
It is, and it's, you know, we don't necessarily have policies. I mean, we've had times where we've gone cell phone free dinners, you know, just trying to create some connectivity, create conversation. Obviously, as our coaching staff and our support staff that's with us on the road, you know, that table's always joking. And I think we got to try to model the behavior as coaches. You know, if we're all sitting there staring at our phones, what do you think the players are going to do? And so, you know, I think just trying to have overall engagement in between everybody that's at dinner, I think is helpful. But it was good to see that guys didn't need to be glued to their phones and were able to communicate with each other, laugh a little bit, and build some of those bonds.
What went so well into that game last night? I mean, Joe said that the stat, I mean, Drake hadn't lost a game in this situation in almost a decade, and you guys able to come away with a massive non-conference win so early.
You know, and I had no idea that of that stat. Usually I consider myself to be a little bit up to date with streaks, but I had no idea that someone texted me that after the game. So it was pretty remarkable. But it was our defensive urgency and energy. You know, on Tuesday night at Iowa, we came out with no defensive energy, and we were down 17-4. And so we really challenged guys through film and in our practice, and just to be way more adherent to our defensive formula, being in the right position, moving on the flight of the ball, you know, defending the ball with urgency, communicating screening coverages, et cetera. And they did a great job, and that really set the tone for us, you know, at the start of the game, and it carried through the remaining 45 minutes. And, you know, it was, again, just those second, third, fourth efforts defensively, and some good unselfish ball movement on the offensive side that I think really led us to be able to get that win.
That was a 31-win team last year, Andy. Did they schedule you as they think they're going to get a win when they schedule you, right? And it's kind of a payday for you guys. Does that create extra satisfaction going in there and upsetting them?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, and a lot of the guys that were on that 31-win team, we actually played on Tuesday because they're all now in Iowa. And so, you know, those guys still got it rolling, and this is a new coach and a new team. You know, obviously Drake's been a really successful program with, you know, Darren DeVries and then Ben McCollum over the last, you know, 6-7 years and even prior to that. But, they give us a little bit of a check, and we were able to get a win. And so, you know, it's a good 2-for-1.
Coach, how about the matchup you guys have coming up on Monday? You got the PAC coming in. Geneva, am I reading this right?
You are reading it correctly. We usually play one or two non-Division I games a year, and we have the Tornadoes. I believe they're the Tornadoes coming in
Golden
on Monday
Tornadoes.
Night. Golden Tornadoes. And coming in on Monday night. And so, you know, we're off today. We just got back to Pittsburgh this morning, and guys will rest up, and then we got to get back to work tomorrow to prepare for Monday.
Andy, congratulations, man. We appreciate you coming on, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. It's nice to be on this early in the basketball season.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be on late, too, at tournament time.
That would be great.
Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Man, that team had won 49 straight games. And you know, when they schedule, they're thinking, all right, let's get Robert Morris in here. We'll get an early season win.
Yeah.
And you go in and you beat him, Donnie, and you get the check.
Yeah, what? It's like a bye game,
It's a dine and dash, isn't it?
I mean, that's what they pulled. But you see that happen from time to time. And it's always pretty neat when it is a school you know that comes out on the right side. I think it maybe Austin can double check this for me. Boise State played a team that was a Division II basketball program the other night, and they lost. Now, here's the funny thing about that. All of the numbers that go into the college basketball computer scale when it comes to the NCAA tournament, it doesn't factor in that loss for Boise State because they played a non-Division I team.
That's not right. That's not right, Donnie.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, so you're telling me if Robert Morris, for instance, they have this win over Drake, it takes so much out of them that they lose to Geneva on Monday, it wouldn't impact how they are viewed?
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.